Jesus Christ, can someone please, in Sha'Carri Richardson's camp, please take her phone? I don't know how much more proof that you need. It is abundantly clear that this young woman is not mature enough to use a cell phone unsupervised. She needs parental supervision. Sha'Carri Richardson is 21 years old, and she acts like she's 21 years old. For a normal kid, early 20s, that's fine, no big deal. Immature behavior is expected at that age. When I was 21, I was a maniac. Today, I would never do some of the things that I was doing 15 years ago. I'm so thankful that social media was not mainstream when I was in my early 20s. Facebook was just getting off the ground. MySpace was actually the main social network back then. But things that happened on social media in 2006, they didn't make news headlines like they do today. It's completely different. Like I've told you guys before, Sha'Carri Richardson has a potential multi-million dollar career on the line. Now, mind you, it's career potential that she does not deserve. She didn't earn it. But that is the America that we live in today, where all you need is the ability to light the fire at the end of the drill, get kicked out of the Olympics, and you too can become a celebrity overnight. You can potentially make millions of dollars by doing nothing. Sha'Carri Richardson is one of the luckiest people in America. But for 3 months, she has consistently grabbed the shovel and dug her own grave. Hell, at this point, the grave's already been dug. Sha'Carri Richardson's just throwing dirt on top of herself. Her 15 minutes of fame expired 6, 7, 8 weeks ago. But she is desperately clinging to the attention. Now, this is just speculation on my part, but I think Sha'Carri Richardson is now doing this on purpose. She's figured out that she will not make headlines unless she does something stupid, unless she claps back at her haters, as she likes to say. If she were smart, she would start listening to some of her critics instead of clapping back at them. Earlier this week, Sha'Carri Richardson once again, took to Instagram. She posted a picture tagged in Paris, which will be hosting the 2024 Olympics. She captioned that picture with the message, "Paris 2024, history will be made." She didn't clarify what kind of history is going to be made in 2024 in Paris. She left that open to the haters to speculate. Perhaps in 2024, Sha'Carri Richardson will be the first person in human history to have a mouth that runs faster than her feet. She wasn't done talking either. She continued, "Y'all suck ass. I ignore a lot of shady stuff because y'all be ugly anyway. No, for real." The intelligent musings of a 21-year-old who doesn't have a clue. Since Sha'Carri Richardson was kicked out of the Olympics, she has done nothing but fail. Matter of fact, outside of her winning the qualifier for the Olympics, Sha'Carri Richardson has accomplished nothing. She finished dead last in her big return race a few weeks ago. She followed that up with a second and fourth place finish. Most athletes, after going through that type of adversity, would shut their mouth and train harder. Not our girl Sha'Carri Richardson. No. Instead of exercising her legs, she has been exercising her Twitter fingers. If clapping back at your haters was an Olympic event, Sha'Carri Richardson would be unstoppable. She posted an image of the end of the season results to Instagram and proceeded to brag about her third place finish. Have you ever heard Tom Brady brag about finishing third? You ever heard Usain Bolt brag about finishing third? Hell, they don't even brag when they finish first. It seems I repeat myself every time I talk about Sha'Carri Richardson, but real elite athletes, they don't need to talk. They let the results speak for themselves. I'm not a psychologist. I don't even pretend to be. But if I were, and Sha'Carri Richardson were my patient, I would say she suffers from a lack of confidence. Well, how can you say she's not confident? She constantly brags on herself. That's the point. Confident people don't need to tell you that they're confident. It's kind of like the dude at the bar who brags about how many women that he slept with or how many men he slept with, whatever sexual preference he may have. He will tell anyone who will listen how many people he slept with. How about that? But the truth is, Everyone at the bar knows he's lying. Everyone knows he goes home to his mom's double-wide trailer and spanks off to YouPorn every night. That's the same thing Sha'Carri Richardson does. She constantly talks about what she is going to do. She loves to talk about how she's going to make history. Talk, 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 talk. But when the time comes for her mouth to close and her feet to move, Sha'Carri Richardson has nothing but dust on her face. Hopefully, she does keep her mouth closed when she's running. Otherwise, she's going to get dust and rocks in her mouth kicked back from all the people that are in front of her. She said next season is going to be legendary. And I'm sure the three remaining fans that she has left are really looking forward to the next track and field season. Hell, I didn't even know there was a track and field season. I thought they just organized races and then ran them whenever. I can tell you one thing, though. I bet NBC doesn't give away free airtime on a Saturday afternoon again to broadcast a race featuring Sha'Carri Richardson. But anyway, let me know what you think of Sha'Carri Richardson once again running her mouth. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.